In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrents fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him, and everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam, Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the new concept of death in the school of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Sunday, is the 16th of Muharram, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Mordad, 1401, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of August, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Al Imran, verse 110.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
You are the best nation produced as an example for mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong and believe in Allah. If only the people of the scripture had believed, it would have been better for them. Among them are believers, but most of them are defiantly disobedient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It's interesting that the reason of being the best nations for Muslims is stated the fulfillment of enjoining the right and forbidding the wrong, and belief in Allah. This shows that the improvement of human society without belief in Allah and not being accompanied with invitation to the truth and struggling against corruption is impossible. Besides that, the accomplishment of these two obligatory duties guarantees the spirit of belief and the execution of all personal and social rules, while the surety of execution is verbally prior to the law itself. You are with today's special and this question. Did Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, know he would be killed? Dear brothers and sisters, Imam al-Hussein knew where and how he will be killed. This is the case for the other Imams of Ahlul Bayt as well. In carrying out the commands of Allah, in which people have also responsibility, and likewise in ordinary behavior, the prophets and Imams only make use of the first way of knowing, that is the commonly available means. The second means, extraordinary means, is only used by them in duties and works which are connected with their position of prophethood and imamate. The extraordinary means of knowledge cannot be the basis for their action, unless in some rare circumstances when Allah wishes otherwise. And what they volitionally due must be determined by the means available to everyone.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the concept and phenomenon of death as reviewed by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam indicated that he was very much associated with death, such that he analogized it to the association and inclination of an infant to its mother's breast. From the point that the view of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in the case of death was nothing but martyrdom. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam favored martyrdom. And right from the time he initiated his movement in dissidence of Yazid and in opposition to Yazid, right from Medina and then when he departed Mecca toward Al-Kufa, toward Iraq, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam quite repeatedly mentioned the case of death and martyrdom. And now we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was never scared of martyrdom. That is, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam viewed martyrdom as a second phase of life.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Husayn alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. We're going to speak about a life like Ali and a death like Husayn. Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him, was born on 3rd of Shaban, 4th year of Hijrah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family took the baby Husayn in his pious arms and called adhan and iqama in his ears. Prophet had tears in his eyes. When Fatima asked the reason for the tears in his pious eyes, the Apostle of Allah informed her of martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn. Imam Husayn embraced his martyrdom for the establishment of the religion of Allah. The most gracious and the sunnah of his maternal grandfather, the Apostle of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. His martyrdom is the greatest battle that is won in defeat and that established the victory of divinity, truth and humanity on the evil, lies and inhumane acts of Yazid. As the saying goes, Islam took a new turn and trod the path of victory after the martyrdom of Imam Husayn, peace be upon him.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين
الرب على أولاد الحسين، على أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام.
You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio, Love and Worship of Dunya and World. A very important sense of Imam al-Hussein upon analyzing this issue is accurately. By default, people are slaves of this world, and religion is like saliva in their mouth. They rotate it inside the mouth as long as their life is okay, but when they are surrounded by tests and hardships, very few are those who are committed to religion. There is nothing wrong with the world, but to worship dunya, I mean this world, is the problem. Islam does not promote poverty. There are plenty of hadith from Ahlul Bayt which encourage people to live a good life. The sixth Imam of Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, visited the house of his friend, which was a very poor facility. Imam asked, "Why are you punishing your family like this when Allah has provided you sufficiently?" There is nothing wrong to have good life. However, there is a difference between someone with a good life and someone whose purpose of life is a good life. A fine destination, but a very critical one to explain. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, O Master of Martyrs, ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. We talked about benefiting from Ziyarat Ashura. We have a few things that we need to do to become grateful. Because as you know, God complains and says that those that are grateful are very few in the Holy Quran. One is that we need to think about the different blessings and observe these blessings. Look at them and say that they are blessings. We're surrounded with very different gifts that God has given us. And sometimes we forget the fact that, you know, once God takes away one of these gifts from us, we notice how much we're in need of it. When we have health, when we have financial security, when we have good family members, when we have good neighbors, when we have good friends, good brothers, good sisters, when we have Islam, we need to be grateful for it. Two, we need to make sure that we did not bring these gifts to ourselves. We did not give these bounties to ourselves. God has given us these bounties. So we need to make sure we attribute these to God. So step one is to look at the world and look at all the different blessings that God has given us. Two, make sure that you attribute these to God. And three, once God has given you a blessing, He has given you wealth, He has given you time, spend them in the way of God. That is how a person becomes truly grateful. If He has given you wealth, spend it for your center, spend it for Islam. When He has given you time, volunteer, teach people, teach children, teach the youth. When He has given you different blessings in the way of God, spend them for Him. Then you'll be of the grateful. So this is advice that we have so that we can, inshallah, enjoy our lives more and be of the grateful. When a person is ungrateful, he is also in much pain. He is always unhappy. So inshallah, may Allah make us of the grateful, those that enjoy their life, inshallah, and that we will have lizzat from the connection of God in this world and the hereafter. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahla baytihi tayyibina tahirin.
So we follow this interesting topic, I mean the death, in Imam Hussein's view. So I invite you to listen to the next episode of today's special. Until then, fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder a wise saying from Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet's fourth infallible heir. Fear God and know that you will inevitably return to him. When everyone will see his good and bad deeds right before his or her very eyes, he or she will wish for the longest period of time to separate himself or herself from bad deeds.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio.
Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for you a beautiful hadith and narration, which has been narrated from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This hadith is about the remembrance of God, dhikrullah. You know, as you know, we are in the month of Muharram. The month of Muharram is a very sacred and solemn month. And for that, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this beautiful month. In this month, not only is it important for us to commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein in the sense of taking part and by way of taking part in the various mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein and crying for Imam Hussein, weeping for him and his loyal companions and his family, but it's also important and very imperative for us to remember the message of Imam Hussein. And the reason why he stood up and he began his uprising and also the wisdom that he imparted to us in general terms. And an instance of this is this very beautiful hadith that we will recite for you. As we said, this hadith is about the remembrance of God, zikrullah. Zikr, or the remembrance of God, is one of those very important and central Islamic virtues, you know. In fact, one could say that it is of the most primary importance. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said the following regarding dhikr, or the remembrance of God. Inna Allaha jalla dhikru ma khalaqal ibad illa liya'rifuhu. God Almighty, He created the creation in order that the creation might know Him, might remember Him, might understand Him. فَإِذَا عَرَفُوهُ عَبَدُوهُ. This knowledge, this understanding, which is in fact a remembrance, because we believe that the knowledge of God is something embedded within us. It's natural to us, natural to human beings, right? If we forget God, if we do not recognize Him, it's because there is something preventing our human nature from blossoming. It's only necessary for us to remove those barriers and hindrances so that our nature can blossom and we can understand God, recognize Him or remember Him. This remembrance or understanding or recollection of God, it leads to His worship. When we worship God, or when creatures worship Him, right, they become free of the need for other people, other human beings, other things besides God. فَإِذَا أَبَدُوهُ إِسْتَغْنَوْا بِإِبَادَتِهِ عَنْ إِبَادَتِ مَا سِوَاهُ. Right? They no longer need to worship anything else. They no longer need to seek the help or assistance of anything else besides God. They become free and independent of all other things. True freedom, both spiritually and in a worldly sense as well. This beautiful hadith has been narrated in the famous book of hadith Biharul Anwar of Allama Majlisi, volume 5, page 312, and it is the first hadith in that section. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the recognition and remembrance of God and its role in the freedom of an independence of an individual. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني.
Let's recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us again. I really share my condolences on the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his noble companions to all the Muslims who love Imam Hussein and follow him, especially the Shia Muslims across the world. And may Allah Almighty, inshallah, accept your mournings, accept your expressions of sorrow in the month of Muharram for Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
So may inshallah Allah Almighty hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi, the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, inshallah, to come and take the revenge of the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, inshallah, and fulfill and accomplish the mission of justice, inshallah, in the world. Let's recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad wa ajil faraj. So, welcome back again, Brother Hussein Ruhullah and also Ali Nasser. Inshallah, in this session, we'll continue our lessons on Mad. But before we go, I welcome you too and say hello to you. Hello, Hussein Ruhullah. How are you?
Assalamu alaikum.
Are you okay? Assalamu alaikum. Is everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. May Allah accept your condolences, your mournings, inshallah. How are you, Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah.
Everything is all right?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. So, inshallah, we'll go through the Mad lessons and Tajweed level 3 of our Quranic sessions. So far, we were practicing the different types of Mad, and we learned Mad al-Iwad, Mad al-Badal, and also Mad al-Tabi'i. And also, Mad al-Lin, yes?
Yes.
So these four types of Mad we learned, so they were easy, no difficulties, alhamdulillah. But now, today, we'll study a new type of Mad, which is called Mad al-Arid lis-Sukun. Mad al-Arid lis-Sukun, okay? Or a Mad which is not a type of mad which is always we have to apply this mad. We do not have this mad always, okay, in the Quran. But this mad is a temporary mad. You know, temporary? It means just for some times, okay? It is there, okay? Not for always. Not permanently. We have permanently, it means for always, and temporary means just for a short time, yes? So what does it mean? That it means that this type of mad for four counts, mad al-arid lis-sukun, for four counts we prolong the mad, okay? It means this happens in one certain condition. If you have this condition, okay, you apply the mad, you prolong the sound, okay? If you do not have the condition, do not apply the mad, okay? So there is one condition. Under one condition, we apply a mad. If we have that condition, it's okay. You apply it. If you don't have that condition, you should not prolong the sound. What is that condition? Can you recite Surah Al-Hamd? A'udhu billah, Hussein Ruhullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
أحسن. Thank you. It's enough. So now, look, I wanted him to pay more attention to the last part of the ayah. Now, can you read again Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen? Like recitation a little.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
This sound at the end. Did you hear it, Ali Nasir?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This long sound. While there is no mat. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This much sound it has to be. But when we stop at the end of an ayah, okay? And there is the condition I will tell you. We prolong the sound. Look. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين for four counts ولا الضالين لين while there's lam ya noon there's no mad only mad التابعي we have yes كسرة plus ya we have
yes
ya is ساكن مد التابعي two counts لين ولا الضالين finished not لين يوم الدين finished يوم الدين look at the sound how longer we make it yes we stretch the sound
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So the condition is this, that we have like three letters which are called huruful mad. Three letters. Alif, waw, ya. These three letters are called mad letters.
Yes.
What? Huruful mad. Mad letters. What does it mean? It means that whenever they appear in a word, try to focus and look, okay? If there is like, sometimes there is a mad sign, okay? You gotta prolong the sound, stretch the sound, okay? Sometimes some other conditions are there with these mad letters, okay, that you have to apply again the mad rule, okay, that in the next type of mad we'll study this. Mad jaiz munfasil and muttasil we'll study this one, okay, right after mad arid lissukun, okay?
Yes.
Now, if you have at the end of an ayah, you want to stop at the end of an ayah, okay? Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You want to stop here. You don't want to connect it to the next ayah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم Look, I didn't prolong the sound. If I prolong the sound, it is wrong. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم This is wrong. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Okay.
So, the first condition is this, that you have to stop at the end of?
The ayah.
If you stop at the end of the ayah, yeah, you met one of the conditions. The second condition is this, that there has to be a mad letter. Always there is, sometimes there is a mad letter, okay?
Yes.
Sometimes. But look, for example, in Surah Al-Balad, we do not have mad. لا أقسم بهذا البلد. We do not have mad letter to say balad. No.
Yes.
Okay? So two conditions are there. If we have one of these three letters, okay?
Mad letter.
Mad tabi'i we have. These were called mad tabi'i, yes?
Yes.
Alif maddi, yai maddi, waw maddi. If you have alif maddi, waw maddi, yai maddi, plus the next condition, you stop at the end of the ayah. Alright?
Yes.
So, Ali Nasir, now recite Surah Al-Hamd once. Stop there and also prolong the sound. Four counts.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ.
I think, make sure, okay, that remember that it is not wajib to prolong it exactly for four counts. It is just optional. 2, 4, 6, any of them. Okay? You might listen, you might have listened to the reciters of the Quran Kareem, okay? Sometimes they prolong it for 6 counts.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Longer sounds, yeah?
Yes.
Sometimes they do not prolong it. Like some of the reciters, when they start with Bismillah, okay, they do not prolong the Rahim sound. Look. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Finished. But some of them, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yeah?
Yes.
So because this is optional, this is not wajib, okay? But remember, 2, 4, or 6 counts. If you prolong it for 2 counts, it means you have applied the rule of madd tabi'i. 2 counts. Alif maddi, waw maddi, ya maddi. Okay?
Yes.
Let's go for some examples with alif maddi also and waw maddi. So, sijilin. Sijilin. Okay? Read it and stop.
Sijil.
Ahsan. You can make it, like, you can prolong it for 2 counts, 4 or 6 counts. Sijil. Okay? Usually, remember that 2 counts, when you prolong it for 2 counts, Hussein, okay? It means that you are going to join this ayah to the next ayah. So you do not make a pause. Okay?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyaka.
Like this. Mm-hmm. You're going, okay? 2 counts. So if you want to connect the ayahs together, join the ayahs together, okay? So you do not have to prolong it for 4 counts or 6 counts. If you do not have exactly a mad, okay? Not mad tabi, any other mad, okay? Mad for 4 counts, for 6 counts. So, now do it. Prolong the sounds, okay? And also connect. See? Prolong the sounds, okay? Of the last word in the ayah, okay? And also join it to the next ayah. Like, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Like this.
Bismillahi Rahman Ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد.
Great. He ran out of breath. That is exactly okay. An extra mad, which is not okay here. Okay?
Yes.
So if you stop, one condition. Next condition, you should have one of these mad tabi'i. Alif maddi.
Wow, Maddi and
Ya Maddi. Let's recite a salawat, but before a salawat, let's give thanks to Allah Almighty first and foremost, and then IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network that, alhamdulillah, they're holding this kind of Quranic sessions. May Allah bless them all, inshallah. Let's recite a salawat, and we will be back, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
Azuru Sayyidi wa Mawlai
ومعتمدي ورجائي
The ocean of dua
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
To fend for ourselves Hussein, Hussein The slain
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura, so stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allah wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum
Dear listeners, as you were with us previously, we were discussing this excerpt of Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah, inni silmun liman salamakum, wa harbun liman harabakum, ila yawmil qiyamah. O Aba Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and I am at war with he who is at war with you until the day of resurrection. In this regard, specifically in the previous episode, we discussed the spirit of this part of Ziyarah, which means why Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions rose to reject the prevailing government of Yazid. Imam alayhi salam knew that this system, this government is trying to destroy Islam. They are doing their best to deprive the Muslims of their rights. They wanted to undermine the rights of the Muslims. So Imam alayhi salam practically expressed his bara'ah from these traitors and their allies. Imam practically taught us the meaning of harbun liman harabakum. That is why man, if follows the life-giving teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, will be endowed with the knowledge of Allah. He will be helped in doing his obligatory and recommended acts, and he will be helped in avoiding sins and staying away from the pollutions. He will be helped in all these orders and recommendations of the Almighty Allah. Let us look at some instances. For example, Salman, the Persian, he was a Zoroastrian at first, and then became a Christian. And then, by following the Ahlul Bayt's teachings, he reached such a supreme station about which the Holy Prophet says, Salmanu minna Ahlul Bayt. Salman is from us, the Ahlul Bayt. Or Abu Dharr, for example. He was a shepherd who, by resorting to Ahlul Bayt, reached such a supreme station about which the Holy Prophet says, no one under the sky or on the earth is as truthful as Abu Dharr. So by getting to know Allah through the Ahlul Bayt, all those people will become Allah's true servants, and they will reach a station that they will be with the Ahlul Bayt until the judgment day. That is why we express and say in this part, إِنِّي سِلْمٌ لِمَنْ سَالَمَكُمْ وَحَرْمٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Only by following this path, one will be able to reach salvation. And only by being adherents of Ahlul Bayt, he will be in such a station until the judgment day.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now let us have a look at what Imam Hussein alayhi salam has said in a tradition. He alayhi salam says, "Inna Allah astafa Muhammadan ala khalqihi." Allah chose Muhammad for his people. Wa akramahu bi nubuwwatihi. Allah honored him with prophethood. Wa akhtarahu li risalatihi. And chose him for his mission. Thumma qabadahu Allahu ilayhi wa qad nasaha li ibadihi. Allah then took his soul after he had advised his servants. وَبَلَّغَ مَا أُرْسِلَ بِهِ. And he had communicated to them what he had been sent for. Then Imam says, وَكُنَّا أَهْلَهُ وَأَوْلِيَاءَهُ وَأَوْصِيَاءَهُ وَوَرَثَتَهُ وَأَحَقَّ النَّاسِ بِمَقَامِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. And we, his household, are his vicegerents, his inheritors, and the worthiest of holding his position. فَاسْتَأْثَرَ عَلَيْنَا قَوْمُنَا بِذَٰلِكَ فَرَضِينَا وَكَرِهْنَا الْفُرْقَةِ وَأَجَبْنَا الْعَافِيَةِ وَنَحْنُ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّا أَحَقُّ بِذَٰلِكَ. We submitted to this bitter event. We dislike division and favor peace, although we know for sure that our claim to this right is more deserving than those who have taken it from us. As you can see, dear listeners, in this tradition, Imam Hussein alayhi salam introduces himself as the vicegerent of Prophet. So he is introducing the household of the Ahlul Bayt as true Imams, and the one who dislikes them will dislike Allah and will be misled. But as we said earlier, prior to being at peace with he who is at peace with Imam alayhi salam and being at war with he who is at war with Imam alayhi salam, we have to get to know the Imams, their household, and at the same time we have to recognize truly who the enemies are. Getting to know the Ahlul Bayt will lead to salvation, nearness to Allah, and a true understanding of Islam. In this relation, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, أَسْعَدُ النَّاسِ مَنْ عَرَفَ فَضْلَنَا. The happiest of people are those who recognize our superiority and excellence, those who sought nearness to Allah through us, those who loved us sincerely and acted according to what we called for. وَعَمِلَ بِمَا إِلَيْهِ نَدَبْنَا وَانْتَهَا عَمَّا عَنْهُ نَهَيْنَا. And those who stop doing what we have prohibited. فَذَاكَ مِنَّا وَهُوَ فِي دَارِ الْمُقَامَةِ مَعْنَا. Such people are from us, and they will be with us in the eternal paradise. That is why we have to say and recite this out loud. إِنِّي سِلْمٌ لِمَنْ سَالَمَكُمْ وَحَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Until the day of resurrection. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. I am a Muslim.
Islam ID.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Youth Station. This is IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Zainab. And I have my co-host,
Asma.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you?
Everything is just good.
Okay.
We're living, breathing.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Asma, there was a time in my life.
Yes.
I would do a lot of things for people, but I was not satisfied just expecting something in return. And then I realized I am actually not kind. I am actually trying to please them.
Yeah.
And you can never please all the people all the time. You cannot actually change their thinking about you.
Of course it happens with us. You know, sometimes as a result of being naive or maybe too kind, you might do something that you do not actually mean it. You just do it for the satisfaction of other people. But also, there is another sort of thing that has happened to me, and I have seen that a lot maybe from the people around me. Sometimes when you are at, for example, I would give you an example of the university.